A medical practitioner, Dr. Edward Mahama, has advocated the direct payment of the National Health Insurance Levy to the National Health Insurance Authority instead of the Consolidated Fund. This, he noted, will help ensure prompt and regular payment to service providers. Dr. Mahama, a former presidential candidate of the PNC, made the suggestion on the sidelines of the ongoing policy dialogue on the sustainability of the scheme.
The scheme is better than the cash and carry, which I met when I came back from the United States to practice as a doctor. And even though it's gone through some teething problems, I think it is now on a platform to take off. That is why international agencies, World Health Organization, World Bank, have recognized it to come to dialogue with the managers of the scheme now to see where do we go next. So this, for me, is a milepost. We've reached the 10 years. We are looking down next 10 years. What will we do? So I think it's a good thing that the managers have decided to do.
We still have challenges like late payments of claims, health providers threatening to go on strike for non-payment of claims.
Yes.
What do you have to say about this?
Well, what I have to say about it is that the National Health Insurance Levy should come directly to the National Health Insurance Authority. It shouldn't go into the Consolidated Fund. Or if it is at all to go, there must be a legislative instrument saying that the Minister of Health Finance cannot keep it there for more than 30 days. Because that's the contract we providers have signed with the National Health Insurance Authority. That 30 days after I've given them my bill, they will pay. Now, they paid me only up to May. June, July, August, September, October, November. How do they expect me to survive? So far as I know, at the moment, the bulk of their money is coming from the health levy, the 2.5, which is also kept by the Consolidated Fund, and then direct payment of subscribers. That's where they're getting their money now. And I think that needs to be looked at. And we've looked at it before. I think at that conference I was there, that's where this suggestion was made that the levy should be increased. At the moment, though, my thinking is that maybe that is not the right way to go because Ghanaians are already overtaxed.
What would be the right way?
We should look at whether a portion of the oil money shouldn't come in directly to the National Health Insurance Authority because it's the latest asset that we have, and that asset can only be useful to Ghanaians if they're healthy.
Medical practitioner and former presidential candidate of the PNC, Dr. Edward Mahama.
Meanwhile, the Eastern Regional Director of the National Health Insurance Scheme, Alhaji Seydou Samson Abudu, said the scheme is adopting different educational strategies to scale up the number of subscribers and encourage those already on the scheme to renew their policies when they expire. He said the scheme has been able to register more than 50% of the population in the region.
Every government organization normally has its own challenges, even though you might chalk some successes. But you can only chalk those successes after you have been able to manage your challenges properly. And the Eastern region, we have chalked some successes because out of a total population of about 2.6 million people, we have been able to register almost 50% of the people in the region, and that is a very good mark. But of course, one of our major challenges is if you look on to our recordings, you will find that maybe we've registered 2.6 million people across board. But when the time for renewal comes, then we have a challenge because people do not feel committed renewing their insurance policies on time. They only wait until they fall seriously ill before they get to the hospital and they are found one. At that stage, they want the service, but because of the non-renewal, we have put in place a number of strategies. Indeed, every scheme has a team of monitoring and evaluation officers, and they periodically go around the various facilities to assess the level of renewals. And I can assure you that they've been doing so well because aside this monitoring, the various schemes do organize public forum where a lot of public education is given. But they invite stakeholders, opinion leaders, and they all come in, and they educate them on the need to constantly renew their policies. And I think it's yielding a lot of dividends.
This original director of the NHIS, Alhaji Seydou Samson Abudu.